Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Is there a game tonight? Some big deal going on in Jackson County later on this evening?
Oh, woo! My gosh. I'll tell you this. I went to lunch at the other place today. And probably around 11:30, noon, 12:30, all these people, one after another, start streaming in. And they're not on a lunch break. Okay, they're ordering beer. And I made a comment to our waitress, like, is this just a lunch crowd for the game? She goes, oh, no, no, no. They're here waiting for the game.
I swung by a gas station that starts with a Q and ends with an IP. And this was at 11:30 this morning. And I was picking up the Wall Street Journal. And there were so many people in Chiefs attire buying ice. I don't know why they would do that.
Beer ain't gonna ice itself.
Got to get there early. Like, got to scope,
like,
out your
man,
spot.
Man, this town is ready. Before we get to Alex Gold from 96.5 The Fan, formerly known as 610 Sports. I cannot let this moment pass without noting that the Pitch is out with their nominations for the best of Kansas City.
Really?
Yes, yes, that's true.
Love the Pitch.
And under best local radio personality.
Mm-hmm. Fantastic paper.
It is. It's a great paper. Is one Dana Wright.
Honored to be mentioned as always.
One Scott Parks. Yeah. Michael Mackey even ended up in there.
As radio personality.
Yes.
As my fill-in.
Correct.
Mm-hmm.
Jay Moore, who is with Hot Jams 103.
Mm-hmm. Very deserving.
Jenny Matthews, very deserving.
Love Jenny.
Over at, is she at Q104, I think? And, or Q104, 102, I can't.
So deserving, you don't know what station she's on.
Be quiet. But also making the list today. Samuel Stevie
yes!
the Third.
What? Oh my.
What?
Gosh.
Wow.
It is an honor and a privilege. I do not deserve it, but
no,
I
you
do.
No, yes, we are now going on a tear to get people to vote for you.
Win, Sam, win.
Did they spell your name right?
Yes.
They did.
They did. Full
they most
name.
Yep,
yeah.
They wow. most certainly did.
Yeah, Pitch Weekly, vote now, vote often. We got to get Sammy in there.
Yeah, Sam needs to win.
He needs to win an award.
Scott called me this morning to give me the information, and it took me about 20 minutes to wipe the smile off my face.
Oh, that makes me so happy.
I'm so proud of you, man.
Thank you.
I am so proud of you.
Whew.
And it's and I'm being serious. It is well-deserved. It is well-deserved.
Ain't no show without Sam.
Ain't that the truth? Alex Gold, what's up? You did not make the pitch.
I did not. We got to get the campaign going, though, for Sam. We do need to get the campaign going.
Those phone's ringing.
Yes. Congrats, though. The pitch. The pitch is not aware of 96.5 The Fan, apparently.
Well,
let me tell you this, though.
This has been a huge last couple of months for you guys, Alex. And I was talking to you out there in the newsroom. I was listening to the Royals last night. And then we went home and watched the rest of the game. And then when I got in my car today, I turn on my car, and it's on 96.5 The Fan, and I'm listening to you and Cody, and I would listen to you anyway because I love you guys, but I'm just thrilled for you, and that's going to be where everybody tunes in for all of it, Chiefs, Royals, all of it.
Yeah, everything. There's no reason to change the station if you're looking for sports in Kansas City.
Except it's that simple. Just, you know? That's obviously.
If you're, you know. You know, 96.5 The Fan, KMBZ. You guys, I enjoy coming on your show.
This might be your last time on this.
I enjoy. Look, Parks, last time you gave me TV advice, and I appreciated that too. You know, any advice, I'll go ahead and take.
So I had to have you in this seat today because I saw on CBS Sports last night, and I think it was through the 49ers feed, they were explaining what we're all going to see tonight for the first time. The new kickoff rules. I had no idea. This has something to do with the 35-yard line. And so you're here. It's confusing for a lot of people. Explain what we're going to see tonight.
Yeah, we're all trying to learn at the same time because you saw even in the Chiefs preseason game, their first one against Jacksonville, the team was confused. There was a loophole that happened on a kickoff where the player, Mecole Hardman, thought he could just take a knee, but he pulled the ball back in from the 1 yard line. And they called it a safety at the time, which was the wrong call. They apologized after the game. So the league is even trying to figure this thing out, but to try to simplify it, basically the league wants more kickoffs, guys. They want more kickoff returns.
And it's exciting.
It's exciting. It should be, right? We all remember Devin Hester, maybe back in the day, he's a Hall of Famer now.
Dante Hall,
Chicago Bear, obviously Dante Hall here, X Factor. And so last year in the Super Bowl, there were zero returns. And that was kind of the last straw for the NFL. Basically, we're wasting our time with kickoffs. What are we doing? People are going to the restroom real quick, maybe, and then they're coming back. They're not missing anything.
Right.
And so they want more returns while also acknowledging that they already tweaked the returns, I don't know, what was it, probably 8 to 10 years ago, at least, due to safety concerns.
Okay, I was going to ask you, are there fewer returns because it's so dangerous for one guy to be running and trying to dodge however many other very large men trying to kill him?
So there's not fewer returns because of that, but they changed the rules because of that. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Which has led to fewer rules. And so they said, all right, let's try something new. And they're mimicking something that happened in a different league. People may have heard of like the XFL, these other kind of secondary spring football leagues. So basically you have what they're calling the landing zone. All right. It's from the goal line to the 20-yard line. So picture that. Goal line, 20-yard line. And the ball has to at least get to that point if you're the team kicking off. The ball is dead if it lands before there.
Got it.
But Alex, right? Years ago, the NFL moved the kickoff spot to the 35-yard line, hoping that more footballs would go through the end zone because a return was so dangerous.
Yes.
Now they want more returns.
Correct. But they got rid of the wedge.
I don't understand the NFL.
They got rid of the ability to like do the wedge, like basically the wedge and the wedge busting, which was causing a lot of the injuries. Like that, when Dante Hall was returning it, like that actual like return setup, if you will, like you can't do that anymore. But because of that, teams were fine with just kicking it in the back of the end zone. But what's tricky with this, and honestly, nobody knows how this is going to work in the regular season.
Right. So just for people like me, I've got to have this linear. From the goal line to the 20-yard line, the ball is supposed to at least touch in that space at some point.
Yes, what they're doing is they are encouraging kickers to kick short.
Correct, because if it goes into the end zone, which is always what happens, it's a touchback, and now the penalty for that is, or if you want to call it a penalty.
Yeah, it's not a strong enough penalty, but it's a 30-yard line.
You go to the 30.
You get the ball at the 30. The reason why it's an issue, in my opinion, still is the average return during preseason was the 28-yard line. And kickoff returns were up during preseason. They were up to, it was 80-some-odd percent or so in the preseason. Last year during the regular season, returns were only 21% of the time. Okay, so people are saying, oh, it's Parks, it worked. But if I'm a coach, if I'm Andy Reid, if I'm Kyle Shanahan, any of the coaches, Mike Tomlin, if the average return is the 28-yard line and the penalty for kicking the end zone is the 30, why am I risking it? And so that's what I want to find out in the first month of the season.
Why not just move the kickoff back to the 25-yard line like it was for years?
So the tweak on the rule, they're not making a drastic one. This is a trial period this year. There's a chance what you just suggested, what I'm suggesting, which is making the touchback a bigger penalty, like make it to where the opponent gets the ball at the 40 if you catch a kick a touchback. I think that could happen after this year. But for this year, I think the return percentage won't be as beneficial.
But why not move where the kicker kicks from back to the 25?
Yeah, that's a tweak that they might do in the future. Right, but they're not going to do that. They can't do that for this upcoming season.
So, Alex, this is the rule for this entire season.
It is.
This is how. Now, okay, let me ask you this. Are we going to see then at the very end, if your team is losing, that little doinky doink 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 kick that they do sometimes at the end?
So the squib kick or whatever?
Yeah, this gets rid of that then, doesn't it?
So the rule with the onside kick, fourth quarter, the team trailing has the opportunity to do an onside kick, but they have to actually declare that they're doing that.
Okay.
So you can't do an onside kick, not that anybody would really in the first half, but you can't if you're from somewhere.
It's been done before.
Yeah, but like it's very rare.
So it has to be toward the end. They can still do the donk-da-donk-donk-donk.
They can do the onside kick. The same onside kick rules that you've seen the last decade.
Got it.
Or whatever, those will still apply, but you have to tell the official ahead of time in the fourth quarter doing that. It's just safety. Honestly, onside kicks were a very dangerous play too. I know some old school football fans will say, oh, come on. But I'm just telling you why they're making the changes.
Sure.
I love the way kickoffs were 15 years ago as well, but they're not going back to that. This change this year is one of the last resorts, Scott, to not have to totally get rid of kickoffs, because last year was a waste of time for everybody. So if this new rule change kind of doesn't work the way they want it to work, there is a chance that we could lose kickoffs in the NFL, which for a lot of people would suck.
Would we lose kickers because of that? You wouldn't need as many kickers, would you?
Well, you still have field
goal kickers. But
special teams players, special teams coaches, their job becomes way less valuable. A lot of guys on the back of the roster, you talk about a 53-man roster, they make a team because they're effective on special teams.
Wow.
But Dana wants to know why you can't run an audible.
Call an audible?
Well, what kind of audible are we looking for here?
I made the comment today regarding lunch. Can I throw an audible? And the reply was, you can call one.
You can audible to a pass play, right. Dana. You can do that.
New rule, if the kicker puts the thing into the back of the thing, we start at the 30. And the audibles are called, not thrown.
That's right. That is correct.
You're welcome.
Prediction for the game tonight?
Chiefs 28, Ravens 24.
Ooh, a close
kick
one.
Off this three-peat campaign,
a close
right?
Close one.
Yeah.
Baltimore's good.
Does Kansas City become the first team ever to win three Super Bowls in a row?
I believe so. I have them in the Super Bowl again, guys. It's going to be boring to some, but a rematch against the Niners again.
Oh, wow. Bring it.
Really?
Chiefs-Niners again.
Bring it. I am so ready.
Alex Gold from 96.5 The Fan.
Thank you for taking time out of your schedule and throwing an audible and coming in here.
Throwing an audible.
Just threw that thing. Just took it and he threw it.
Dana Wright, Sam Stevie III. My name is Scott here on KMBZ.
I was annoyed to look up at the Pat McAfee show during lunch to see this headline that we're about to talk about. We are viral for many reasons in Kansas City. This is not one we want to be viral for.
From Fox 4, a Kansas City Chiefs superfan who pleaded guilty to robbing banks across the country was sentenced in federal court earlier today. Xavier Babadar, better known as Chiefsaholic, pleaded guilty in February to three charges. He was sentenced today to 17 and a half years in prison. His attorney declined to speak with reporters. Fox 4 will have more on this during their new newscast.
Okay.
Babadar was originally accused of robbing or attempting to rob 11 banks in 7 different states and laundering the money through casinos and online gambling.
Okay.
His attorney didn't have a statement because he's still preparing all of the horrible puns that he's going to mix in his statement.
Right, right. I had forgotten about that. I am still puzzled that the prosecution in this case asked for 20 years. Mm-hmm. The defense said, no, 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 we want 10. And sure enough, the judge went right down the middle and gave him 17. When you look at the number of banks he robbed, the money involved, the threats or implied threats involved, and these are the 11 banks that we know of, I cannot believe it's 17 years. That's basically 1 year and some pennies per bank robbery.
Well, but you said these are the 11 bank robberies we know of. You can't sentence somebody on the suspicion of a bank robbery.
Yeah, so, he admitted to the 11.
Right. So we know that he robbed 11. So you get 17.5 years. The prosecution was only asking for 20.
Prior to the plea deal, he was facing up to 50.
I just don't understand. You know, he's, what, 40 years old? 35? How old is he?
Let me look.
I don't understand how you rob 11 banks and get out ever to see the light of day.
Really? You think that's a life sentence?
For 11 banks?
Yeah.
I mean,
nobody was hurt.
I think it's 5 years per bank would be more reasonable, and that's 55 years. Yes. 1 year per bank is not reasonable. Where is the notice to society that robbing a bank not once but 11 times is bad?
I'm not saying it's good.
Yeah.
But nobody was hurt. Now, people were. If you're going to argue, people were terrorized or traumatized. You'll get no argument from me. But nobody was physically hurt. I don't know that we throw a guy in prison for the rest of his life because he robbed banks.
Now he will be.
He was a serial bank robber. If you want to say to me that some ding-a-ling down on his luck goes and robs one bank and takes it to the casino because he can't pay his rent, like, we can have that discussion. A year, no priors, maybe. This was a compulsion over multiple states.
I don't dispute anything you just said. What I'm saying is no one was hurt.
He will be behind bars for just under 300 Chiefs games.
Okay. Okay.
You out now.
You know, Cody Tapp joked that he should get 15 years in honor of Patrick Mahomes home opener tonight.
He got 17 and a half.
He'll be out by the time he's...
That's a good Steve DeBerg.
Okay. Okay.
You want me to get out? Come on.
All right. It is what it is. I mean...
Now, it is part of the plea deal situation. What was his plea deal capped out at?
Prosecutor Sam asked for 20. The defense wanted 10.
Right.
He got 17.5. I'm not going to say the DeBerg joke
again. I'm a little surprised the judge did not deviate. And I know they don't do it often, but say, no, you robbed 11 banks. You're going away for 30. Or at least get me to 22.
Right. I'm going to give you the Clyde Edwards-Hilaire. Yes, I'm going to give you 25.
I think... We're going Clyde Edwards-Hilaire this old man. You're going away for 25.
We're going just shy of what the prosecution wants. We're going Joe Montana at 19.
I mean, do you think he should have gotten a Travis Kelce at 87?
Yes. I think he should be in until he's Kelce'd.
Maybe a Chris Jones. I don't know if we'll have time.
All right.
We are so dumb.
Just under 300 Chiefs games.
He better not be able to watch them in prison. That should be part of the sentence. You do not get to watch the Chiefs, Xavier.
Xavier.
Babadar.
So stupid.
If everybody else agrees in the commissary, yeah, he's watching.
That's right. If you're in the lobby.
No, I think the judge should have said, as part of this stupidly, ridiculously lenient deal.
But you can't take away the pleasure of the other prisoners to watch the Chiefs.
I'm saying we're taking away the prison. Maybe he goes into timeout during the Chiefs game.
Like they send him back to his cell?
Yeah, you go down into the hole, wherever that is.
Well, solitary for a Chiefs game?
Yes.
We'll see you in 3 hours.
You are getting 22 years.
You can come back out for the 325 matinee.
And you're going down to the hole for the Chiefs game. That I can get behind.
Okay.
Okay. Go Chiefs.
Go Chiefs. Okay. I'm trying to see what else is part of this. He does have to pay $532,000 in restitution.
He owes the bank teller at the Tulsa Teachers Credit Union $10.8 million.
What? Where'd you see that? I don't see that.
That was in a civil judgment.
They always say, Scott, you know, we're going to give you this and this and, you know, 463 months for the bank robbery. And also in restitution, $56 million, whatever it is. Right. They're never going to see that money again.
He does have to forfeit an autographed painting of Patrick Mahomes.
Purchased with ill-gotten gains, allegedly.
I did see that.
Well, I guess it's not allegedly anymore.
But what did he win, Sam, for putting down $100,000 on the Super Bowl or whatever?
A lot.
He won something crazy.
Yeah. Well, and I think that's where that 800,000 number comes from. Or 80,000? What did he get?
80. Oh, it was 800.
800,000. Yeah,
it was 800,000.
I mean, that is a massive haul for a bank robbery. So I think they're factoring in the ill-gotten gains through the
casinos.
Money laundering through betting.
Which, again, is not no longer recoverable.
Telephone number is 913-586-7798. 586-7798. Dana Wright, Sam Stevie III. My name is Scott here on KMBZ. Coming up soon, we will tell you the most valuable NFL franchises. All 32 are ranked. Where do the Chiefs fall? Who is number one? I will tell you this. Number one has a value of $11 billion.
Well, that's the Chiefs.
It is not indicative of
that
how
is not the Chiefs.
Well they've what? Played in the last two decades.
Please.
The Chiefs are not worth $11 billion.
Please.
And then, but this is interesting. The 32nd team on the list, so last place, is still worth $5.2 billion.
Wow.
It's a nonprofit.
That's right. Tom in Kansas City. Tom, hello.
Hey, how's it going?
It's going well, thank you.
I just wanted to make a comment and clarify something. When you said that nobody got hurt in this bank robbery, they were just traumatized. Trauma is, in my opinion, having been through it and been in the military, is way worse than any kind of physical suffering you could come across. I've been hurt, not in the military, but I just want to, because sometimes when people say stuff, the people who have been traumatized may think like they're maybe carrying it too far and not, you know, toeing the line, I guess.
Yeah.
Tom, that's a fair point, but I think I'm sure you assume that what I was talking about was physical violence.
Yeah, I understand what you're saying.
But to me, Tom, wait, I'm going to stop you. The threat of physical violence, to me, that is where your mental, the PTSD comes in. We have had tellers call in before over the years who say they never went back to work after the bank robbery.
Right.
Never went back to work. And Tom, thank you for the call. You had a lot of background noise in the back.
Dave in Liberty on line 2, 586-7798. Hello, Dave.
Hey, Scott. Hey, Dana.
Hey.
Dana, to your point, you think it may be a frivolous lawsuit that that the teller was awarded $10.8 million, but I guarantee you there will be a movie made out of this, and she will be able to get her money from that movie, especially if they three-peat. Then that makes them just that much more
hated.
Of a property where it would be worth making a movie, and it's just squirrely enough to be made a movie.
Dave, there's already a documentary about it, and I say that with the biggest eye roll you could imagine. It was horribly done. It wasn't even mildly interesting. They couldn't find anyone who knew him except one girl who went out with one date one time 10 years ago. It was just not well done. I hope there isn't something like a movie or a book. He doesn't deserve any more
glorification,
notoriety. He's infamous for a reason, and I think he goes away to jail, and when we stop talking about quite frankly.
Why are these people, and by these people, I mean
the super fans,
why are they given any attention at all?
Well,
like X Factor and Chiefsaholic.
There's a whole, like,
subculture?
Yes!
It's because they appear on the screen of these football games so often because they pay exorbitant amounts of money to be in the front row wear ridiculous outfits.
Well, let me ask you both this. Are they really super fans of the Chiefs, or are they super fans of themselves?
Yeah, they're self-serving.
They want the attention. They love the camera.
I think there are, you know, some of those men and women obviously take photos with children and do, you know, there is some good that comes out of that. But do I think they love the attention on game day? Absolutely.
They're addicted to it. They can't get enough. And to call them infamous,
I mean, I can't disagree with you.
Is
this guy was obviously addicted to it to a point that he was willing to go to dramatic lengths to make sure that he could still keep attending games. Yeah. I mean,
he planned his robbery routes around our away games.
Yeah. And hit one on the way. And
which, by the way, did you guys see what Will Starrett posted today on Facebook? I'm going to have to read it.
By Will, you mean Wink?
Yes. Sorry. Hold, please. There is someone out there. We people do not like the Chiefs. I'm telling you what. I know it. Sam and I have been telling you this for weeks. America's team. I don't get it, but this is what Wink posted.
They hate the Chiefs.
It's a map of the United States.
Okay.
And the fan, the football fan, has three map points, A, B, and C, from Arkansas to Nebraska to Colorado. Okay?
Okay.
Here is what the post reads. The Chiefs are cheaters who pay the refs, so I'm driving around Kansas through Missouri to Denver rather than give my business to their misspelled state.
Hilarious.
I'm going to read it again. The Chiefs are cheaters who pay their refs, so I'm driving around Kansas through Missouri Denver rather than to give my business to their state.
Favorite student in the front row. Are you calling on me?
Yes, I am.
The Chiefs don't play in Kansas yet.
You are 1,000% correct.
They play in Missouri.
You are 1,000% correct, sir.
So
he also could have shortened the route by just going through Oklahoma and straight north and west to Colorado. That's neither here nor there. Grammar is terrible. Did you see the post, Sam?
Brain cells are few and far between.
Yes. I don't know. Why do people hate us? When did this happen?
Well, we won the first Super Bowl, and then we won the second one 2 years later, and then we won a third one the following year.
I did not reply to that football fan's post. It that's teed up so high right in front of you, it would be easy to say many things about it, which I will not. I will not give that person the time of day.
Would you rather beat them down on grammar or geography?
Oh, man, it would probably be a toss-up there.
Grammar. I know it's grammar.
You know it's grammar.
Given who wants to drive through Nebraska?
Not giving any of my business to their state.
Whoa, hey, man. I love Nebraska.
It's lovely.
It is a beautiful state.
I was there last week, and I absolutely loved it.
Wide open spaces?
It is wide open spaces.
It's so peaceful.
Yes, but it's beautiful. I mean, if you enjoy, like, the Flint Hills in Kansas.
Love the Flint Hills.
Yeah, it's beautiful. Nebraska is very much like that, except the hills are not flat on top and stuff.
All good.
most expensive NFL franchise, care to guess?
What meaning they make the most money?
No, meaning the value of the team. If I were to put this team on the market today, this is what I could command.
Do not tell me it's the Patriots. I'll throw up.
It is not.
Okay.
The Patriots are number three at $7.9 billion.
Is it the Jets?
The Jets are number seven at $7.3 billion. Good. Sam, be quiet.
God, is it the Las Vegas Raiders?
The Las Vegas Raiders are number five at $7.8 billion. You are really missing the obvious one.
Can I give her a hint?
No, you cannot.
You said it wasn't the Chiefs.
No, the Chiefs are number 18.
How is that possible?
$6 billion.
Is it one of the ones in Texas?
Yes, it is.
Okay, probably Dallas.
Dallas Cowboys, $11 billion.
Why? They're not even any good.
The Dallas Cowboys are worth $11 billion. Number two is the Los Angeles Rams at $8 billion.
Why?
Because they're the Dallas Cowboys.
Jerry Jones in 1989 paid $140 million for the Cowboys.
Mm-hmm.
They're not any good. Shouldn't you be worth more if you're good?
Are you marketable?
A national brand.
Yes. That is correct.
Well, I think we're a national brand, so much so that some guy doesn't know how to spell there and is going all the way around a state that doesn't exist when it comes to Chiefs football.
The state does exist.
To avoid Kansas, the way you avoided high school and or college, sir.
So Jerry Jones paid $140 million for the Cowboys in 1989. How much did Lamar Hunt spend when he purchased the Chiefs franchise? Obviously, at the time, it wasn't called the Chiefs.
They were the Dallas Texans.
Correct.
In 1961, if I'm not mistaken, he paid $600,000.
Dana, care to try?
$6 million.
No, $25,000.
Oh, my gosh.
He bought a used car.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
And the Chiefs are now worth $6.07 billion. the lowest priced team in the NFL. Would you care to guess? Number 32.
Detroit.
No. But Detroit is 29.
Fleur-de-Lis. What's it called? New Orleans.
No, but you're close. They're 28.
Saints. No idea.
Cincinnati Bengals. Ooh. At $5.2 billion.
Could buy two of them.
$5.2 billion. The Pittsburgh Steelers, once right up there with the Dallas Cowboys,
yeah,
which are now valued at $11 billion. The Pittsburgh Steelers are just above the Chiefs at $6.08 billion.
How is traffic this morning, Sam? Do we have any update on the new rule that you cannot get in until 7:30 when you drive your car in to tailgate at Arrowhead? This is the first year they are not allowing people to walk in and secure their spots. 2:30.
No, you can't get in until 2:30.
Gates opened at 2:30. Based on the reports that I saw, people were there long before 7:30, sitting in line.
That's what I was going to say. The morning shows. The morning shows were already out there at 6 a.m.
But they just opened the gate 15 minutes ago.
But you're just sitting in your running car.
No, you turn it off.
Yeah, you'd run out of gas.
How is that not backing up traffic every direction going in?
Oh, it is, but you also have to keep in mind that the gate entrances, there's quite a bit of ground for cars to line up so that they're not bleeding out into the roadway.
So there are going to be people who are there 12 hours plus game time, so they could get in 15, 20 minutes ago when they open the gates.
Can't drink all day if you don't start in the morning.
You got to stick with us in the 3 o'clock hour. I am so excited for some of the guests that are going to join us here in a few minutes. You guys have heard of the Golden Scoop.
Mm-hmm.
It is pure joy inside an ice cream shop. And today they have opened their second location. Mm. And if you have not heard of the Golden Scoop, there is a little bit of a Chiefs theme going on today. Today they have Andy Reid's caramel apple pie ice cream, and it's called How About Those Ice Cream.
What?
That's what the ice cream's called. How About That Ice Cream. And then they have another flavor today called Love Story for Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce. So there are now two locations. The second location opened today, and it is, if you've never been, you guys, oh my gosh, it's a nonprofit ice cream store and coffee shop.
Nice.
That provides all kinds of opportunities and meaningful employment to people with a variety of life challenges and disabilities.
Okay. Now, I'm going to call you out for a second, if you may.
Mm-hmm.
You always mock me when I say a word, like last night with forfeit.
Mm-hmm.
You just said caramel.
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 Oh, caramel.
I'm telling you, my grandfather.
Focus, take it to the pronouncer. Caramel. Take it to the pronouncer.
Well, I think it's both.
It's caramel.
Is it pecan or pecan?
I go pecan and caramel.
I go pecan
caramel
as well.
You know why it said caramel? If you do caramel apples in the fall.
Caramel apples.
No, it is not. It's caramel apples. And.
Caramel. Say it again.
Oh!
What?
Caramel.
Boom!
Wait,
caramel.
Wait, that's the British. Hang on. Let's go to the American here.
Listen.
It's caramel.
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 Well, she's mispronouncing it.
Okay. Taylor Swift is confirmed. She will be in attendance tonight.
Of course she will. They are also dropping off samples from the Golden Scoop so that we can try Andy Reid's
Caramel.
How About That Ice Cream and the Love Story.
Yes, please.
So that's at 3 o'clock. We'll tell you all about it. I have a friend who has worked there alongside some of the young men and women who scoop the ice cream.
Nice.
She describes it as just joy.
Pecan.
Good. It's pecan. Of course
it's
pecan.
I would say pecan as well.
You say pecan, you're a weirdo.
By the way, and I don't know if the math is correct, I was watching the morning news today, and they were saying, this was a national news program, not local, that the Royals are now mathematically in the playoffs.
Yeah.
It would take Boston, an absolute miracle.
Yeah, the Royals won last night. Boston lost.
Yeah.
And so the Royals are now mathematically in the playoffs.
Woohoo! So excited. So, what a time to be alive in Kansas City,
my
you guys.
Oh, God.
Fountains are red. Did you see that? The red dye went in the fountains this morning. Let's
Casey
go.
Currents, number 3 overall right now. I'm going still to their fighting the good fight.
I'm going to their game on Saturday night.
Good.
I can't wait to see them play. Speaking of women's soccer, I have a run, do not walk.
Okay.
Last night, we watched Hope Solo versus U.S. Soccer. It's a documentary. And
on Netflix, I've seen it.
That's right.
I mean, I've scrolled past through it. And seen it. Yes.
It is really good. And, you know, I had met Hope Solo probably 10 years ago. She was here at the radio station, and I had my then, it was Sarah's soccer team. I had them come in and get a photograph with Hope Solo, and still next to Sarah's bed at my house where she doesn't live is the soccer ball that Hope Solo signed for her. Yeah, and she couldn't have been sweeter. Now, in fairness to Hope Solo, she grew up in abject poverty. Her dad was Italian who went into, what is it that we talked about last week?
Waste management?
No. Where you have to go into protective custody.
Witness protection.
Witness protection. Thank you. Her dad went into witness protection, didn't see her for 10 years.
Oh, God.
Yep. Came out of nowhere when she went to the University of Washington to play. And then
she wasn't on these elite teams from age 4?
She was, but she needed help. Like, all the other teammates would pay for her.
Oh, bless
her
heart.
Because her family had no money.
Right.
And she was amazingly talented. What I didn't know about Hope Solo, she was not a goalkeeper. She was a forward.
Huh.
And it wasn't until she went to college that she became a goalie. And then they talk about how she, you know, worked her way into the U.S. Women's team and how she became a pariah with the women. Nobody wanted anything to do with her. They even kicked her off the team.
Is there some redemption at the end? Because a lot of these sports documentaries, I'm looking for, but then, .. And I'm going to tell you, with a lot of those 30 for 30s, there ain't no but then, .. It's just this happened.
There is no...
Life is awful sometimes, and...
Well, yes and no on the redemption at the end, because she never got the farewell game that most great soccer players like Mia Hamm and, you know, Megan Rapinoe.
But she's the... If you said to somebody, name a famous women's soccer player, a whole lot of people would say Hope Solo.
Mm-hmm. And at the end of the documentary, and I mean, this all has already happened. Her husband is delivering the speech as she's being inducted into the U.S. Soccer Hall of Fame. And he says, without question, the greatest American soccer player of all time.
Wow.
And T said to me, because she knows I watch way too much soccer, she goes, do you think that's true, that she's the greatest American, man or woman, soccer player of all time? And I really thought about it long and hard, and I thought, and what I ended up saying to T was, I said, pound for pound, she may be the greatest soccer player, American soccer player of all time.
I'll check it out. I've been scrolling.
It's really good. I mean, you want to talk about a rough life. Run-ins with the law, abject poverty, and yet still arguably, the greatest American soccer player of all time.
I'll check it out.
It's good. Dana Wright, Sam Stevie III. My name is Scott. News with Dan Weinbaum coming your way in 2 minutes here on Dana and Parks.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at kmbz.com.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.